The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 9th. Today's word is boustrophedon, spelled B-O-U-S-T-R-O-P-H-E-D-O-N. Boustrophedon is a noun that means the writing of alternate lines in opposite directions, as from left to right and from right to left. Here's the word used in a sentence from the London Independent by Sally Emerson. A few days later, the same Captain Pasha gave them a gift of an ancient boustrophedon inscription, which had been at the door of a Greek chapel. Many generations of peasants had rubbed against it, believing it relieved their rheumatism. Before the standardization of writing from left to right, ancient Greek inscribers once used a style called boustrophedon, a word meaning literally turning like oxen in plowing. When they came to the end of a line, the ancient Greeks simply started the next line immediately below the last letter, writing the letters and words in the opposite direction, and thus following the analogy of oxen plowing left to right, then right to left. Reverse boustrophedon writing had also been found, in which the inscribers turned the document 180 degrees before starting a new line, so that the words were always read left to right with every half turn. The word boustrophedon itself is formed from the Greek word for the ox or cow, bous, and the verb strephein, which means to turn. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.